Today we are known as Mardi Gras debauchery Bourbon Street City. People think New Orleans, they think drunken, naked people. They think Mardi Gras with women riding around or floats driving throughout the city and women pulling their tops up and exposing themselves. You don't necessarily think saints. But here on All Saints Day, we should be reminded that our football team is still here, still called the Saints. You know that, let me tell you another story, since it's my show and I can do this on a Free Phone Friday. The owner of the Saints is Miss Gail Benson. She's the wife of the now deceased Tom Benson. Tom Benson grew up in the Ninth Ward, as they call it here in New Orleans, the Ninth Ward. And Tom Benson is a cradle Catholic. Tom Benson also bought the team in 1987 from the losers that had seen to it that the Saints never had a winning season. And Tom Benson turned the whole thing around. Isn't that amazing that the city is named the Saints? Meekum's one of the investors, and Meekum is not a religious man whatsoever. Very wealthy Hugh Hefner type was John Meekum. In any event, do you remember Hurricane Katrina? Big chastisement on the city. City's basically washed away and has a chance to start over and get back to its Catholic heritage. What does it do? The first thing it does when it comes back is what? Reopen Bourbon Street. The first thing it does. Yeah. You know how I know? Because this is before reversion to the faith. I helped them do it. The only media that was interested in covering the story at that time was the then Sirius satellite radio service. And since I was already here, we did a live broadcast, the only time it's ever been done. Most people don't know these stories. I used to be somebody. There's only been one live radio broadcast ever done from inside the piano bar of Pat O'Brien's. Who did it? We did. What day was it? It was December the 20th, 2005. There was hardly anyone there. The French Quarter, you could have rolled a bowling ball down Bourbon Street and not hit any ankles. And we actually had people from the newspaper who hated our guts. People from the Times Pick Your Nose came by. People from the local television station came by. The voice of the then New Orleans, that was the Hornets then, Jerry Valvano came by. Arthur Hardy, the publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide, the perennial publication that lists all the parades, routes, and all that stuff, and the history of it. Arthur Hardy came by. Oh, gosh, Jay Thomas, who was, you don't remember Jay. Jay Thomas was from New Orleans. Jay Thomas came by, was on the show. So we actually helped them do this. But the Saints had moved to San Antonio. They were playing in San Antonio at the time. Now, you want to talk about, aren't any coincidences? Mr. Barrett, are you listening? Oh, he's at Mass. San Antonio is Spanish for what? Saint Anthony. Now, the people that live in San Antonio probably don't even know that. Saint Anthony. The Saints leave the Maid of Orleans, New Orleans, seek refuge in the city of Saint Anthony. What is Saint Anthony, Mrs. O'Connell? What does he help you do? Find lost things, right? What had the Saints lost? A city to play in. Superdome, the roof was torn off the dome. It was in shambles, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, folks, you can't write this story. There's all these rumors. The radio gods, Walton and Johnson, are doing radio shows every day announcing that the rumors that the Saints are moving to Los Angeles. They're gonna and listen, you know what? And Walton was very rude and crude about this. What were they going to be called? You probably know, you wouldn't know this because you weren't living here and they weren't nationally syndicated. What were they going to be called? As John Walton would say, the Los Angeles Diablos. So we're going to go from being the New Orleans Saints, named on All Saints Day, and the rumor was the Los Angeles Diablos.